Topic three.
Okay, so before gaming starts, my superstition is every time gaming goes, hey, I got a short topic, that shit's never quite, it's like an hour and 17 minutes long. But go ahead, bro.
I think I've had short topics.
I think he's had a couple short ones. Yeah. And he's like, this is going to be a long one. And it was like 10 minutes.
Oh yeah, sometimes I have to fucking rapid fire keep shooting questions because it was so short. Yes,
the one day that one of my favorites though that he did is when he fucking broke down the E-40 song.
That was so dope. Though.
Yeah, but that I knew that wasn't gonna be a short one.
That was not a short one.
And we all literally said yes or no, and that was a 30-minute. Yeah,
that shit was fucking funny.
He asked a lot of questions.
In that he does. He does.
Fucking knows he has E-40.
And that's what me not even fucking asking the questions in the fucking chorus. In the chorus. Yeah. I went until the end.
And my favorite thing is like some of that shit's valid. Like we had to like I was like I had to like the debate like.
Yeah, cause some of them he said yup and I was like nope. And sometimes he's like nope and I'm like yeah
maybe. All right, sorry.
All right. Well, it's funny because this question came up. Me and Beto were looking at old movies. He's like, you don't remember watching this movie? I was like, I do not remember. He's like, I'm pretty sure me and you went to the theaters to watch this one. I was like, nah, fam, you got me fucked up. Like, I didn't watch that movie. But then I went back and started watching, like, old trailers, and there was one called The Gift. The movie The Gift?
Yes.
Okay, and if I remember correctly, they had a box, and supposedly it's a short story in general.
What's in the box?
nobody knows.
What's in the box?
But that derives from another short story, which supposedly the devil comes up to this couple and gives them a box, and they said, there's a button in there. Here's $1 million in this briefcase. Open it. If you want to, open the box, press the button. You have like 3 days, a week, whatever. As long as you press that button.
I never watched this movie yet. Yeah.
Okay, so the concept is that the couple, they're like, just one of you has to push that button. I want you to know that once you press that button, somebody in the world is going to die. And then they're like, if you press the button, I'll give you this $1 million. You don't press that button, you'll live guilt-free, da da da. And then they're like, so they the whole short story goes into like dilemmas and whatever questions between the couple. They're like, da da da. And then
everybody
at the end,
got choices.
Yeah. And at the end, I think at the end they decide not to or something like that.
Yeah.
And whatever. So then I think he pushes it, and then the devil actually pushes it. Some like is like, they're like is like basically saying like, look, you could have just won $1 million, but fuck you.
I do remember that movie, yeah.
Or something like that. Like, well, I'm thinking of the short story because I don't think I watched that movie either. That's what we mean by the kids take on this.
Pushing that button.
Well, okay, so I think it's like it. If it was me, like, depending if I was drunk or not.
You're fucking pushing the button.
I'm pushing that
button. Nobody that's ever listened to our show ever, just one time, think that you're not pushing the button.
I may not even let him finish explaining stuff. He's like, I got $1 million. There's a button in his box.
You just keep pushing it? Is that 10 people I killed? Yeah. Cool. I get it because in the story, I think the husband's the one that's paranoid or something like that. But he's like, well, they willingly know it's the devil, and that you always get fucked over by him. So it's anybody in the world, which means any family or close to your circle. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, it's the fucking devil. Why wouldn't you choose to kill somebody really close to you just
could
to fuck
wife,
with you? And
they're
only
at,
saying, well, yeah. This the person that's really closest to you. Is only worth $1 million, and then they're like, but then they're like, he's like, which one of us pushes the button or something like that? He's like, what if like the husband's like, what if I push the button and you die? He says, anybody in the world, like it just goes in this whole synopsis with like he's like, it could be you know, it could be father. You just won $1 million, but. Yeah, like, and I was like, okay, now that you elaborate, I get what you're saying. It's anybody in the world. Like, right now.
People die all the time,
like,
type of
how
thing.
How many people are in the world?
So what's the actual question?
But you
would you
be
push
the
button
cause
or not?
Of it.
Okay.
You would be the cause of it.
Would you
like,
push the button?
How many people are in the world?
Pat, he said he's...
7 billion.
Huh?
7 billion.
How many?
You have to push that button 7 million times.
You.
So, I don't know what Pat's going to do, but I'm going to ask him anyway. Would you push the button?
But then, like, if this happened in real life, like, you're like, this motherfucker's going to give me how much?
$1 million.
Yeah. Hey, I'll give you $1,000.
Would you be considered a hitman? Like,
nobody knows.
Here's this money.
Nobody would know because you
they
just
call me hit.
Push it, someone dies.
Because I spit like gas, dude. Cock me back.
I'll give you $10 in this Whopper.
I love Whoppers.
I'm so hungry.
I don't even like Whoppers that much. I just had 2 Whoppers the other day. I'm like, these are not that good. But if I
love $10 Whoppers. Whopper,
so $10 and 2 free Whoppers, yeah, winning
in a coupon for 2 free Whoppers.
All right, so Gems Wood, Pat Wood. This is me. Yeah. Fuck yeah, I'm hitting the button for $1 million. Yeah. Listen.
$50 million.
It might be me I'm taking out. Guess what? How many people are in the world? I'm taking
those are my odds. Those are my odds right now.
I'm taking my chances.
And it's pretty good because, like, I think they do say randomly. So
he
like,
could have said, listen, if you hit this buzzer, he could say, listen,
somebody
you know might die.
They're like, I know a lot of people.
I know a lot of people. I'm taking my chances.
He doesn't say, hey, somebody in your circle.
He says, somebody you know.
I know lots of people.
Yeah.
So now, what if it said in your circle?
I wouldn't do it
like,
if it's in my circle.
I'd be like, come on, Jesus.
It's 7 years bad luck for him not to say that.
That's funny.
So later on down the line, if it's someone you kind of like thought was cool or you cared about and you cried when they died,
he'd have to use, be like, Pat would use his $1 million to dry his tears.
I'd be like, well, this $100 bill's going to wipe these tears right now. Damn. And I'm going to put this shit up to dry.
I use this 100 to buy this 40 so I can spill it out for him.
If it was somebody I thought was kind of cool, I'd buy a 40 and tip it out to him.
This song's dedicated
to die anyways, right?
To my homie true. In that gangsta lean.
I'd be like,
but I can't hold back the pain. I tip my 40 to your memory.
I would find someone.
No, so would you do it if the
kid made a million?
I would.
You would?
I didn't want to hit the button.
So if they told you somebody you knew,
I would be like, hey, Jesus, come here. Push this button.
No, because then you might die.
Yeah, then you might die. It's somebody he knows.
We're all going to die anyways.
You won't be able to use $1 million.
Nobody would. Boom.
I guess.
Maybe killing everybody.
Satan would be like, damn it.
I don't know. I feel like Satan was like, oh, we got right.
You know what he would do? He'd just move on to the next person. Hey, push the
button. Okay, so what if they told you it was somebody in your inner circle?
And then he comes to me, and it's like, meh.
So is it a million every time I push the button? Or I sit here all night.
Yeah, I'd push the button. But I know the story in the movie you're talking about.
No, well, the
and
movie
they
is
did
different.
Get deep with it, and they did bring up like
well,
existential
really
things.
No, because I think in the short story it's different, but the movie, the way they panned it out, I think it, like the wife, they push the button, and then the wife freaks out because somebody dies in the news. I think that's me, and she freaks out, and she becomes crazy or something like that. Mm. I think it's Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, it was.
I don't give a if I fucking pressed the button and somebody died and they were on the news, they'd be like, ooh, at least it was somebody I didn't know.
Yeah. Was it somebody you knew? What if it was Jesus?
Can we get some more of them buttons, fam?
Like, nobody can prove that's me. I don't even know if that's me.
Can we get some more of them buttons?
Did you guys watch that Death Note movie on Netflix?
Well, we had that Death Note talk too. I was like, if you could use it, would you use it? I'm like, yeah, I'm using the shit out of it.
That was different.
Yeah, he would.
Because you're actually choosing who you're killing in Death Note.
Oh, I'm still using the shit out of that. I think I was the only one that used it. Like,
I think you were the only one.
YOLO, motherfucker. Boom, everything. Fucking. Taking multiple people out in one sentence. Bars.
Bars.
But if I'm just
hitting, it's a hell of a cipher.
If I'm literally just hitting a button and somebody's dying randomly, like that I didn't know.
No, it's in the world, but it could be somebody
in
you
the
know.
World. Okay, so in the world,
well, like, that's my point. How many people are in the world?
Yeah, your chances are pretty good because there's over 8 billion.
8 billion?
7 billion.
So the people that you know is the very, very, very minute out of the 8 billion.
Yeah, yeah. That's what
not even 1%. Not even a full 1%.
Not even point. You're like a 0.1. Like
in that case, I have better chances of hitting the lottery than fucking killing somebody I know.
Yeah.
But this thing is evil. It's from the devil. Okay, so your kid is getting heart surgery.
I got $1 million.
And it's the surgeon who gets fucking died. And now your kid's dead.
I'd hire the second best surgeon in the world then, if he's the best.
he's not the only heart surgeon.
Yeah.
Hold on.
But he's in the middle of the operation on your kid.
Oh yeah, that would suck. I wouldn't push the button at that time. I'd be in the hospital, hopefully, with my kid. I'd be like, I gotta wait to push this fucking button.
I mean, the odds are fucking really.
You're like, I got this kid, so
I could buy another kid.
So
literally could, yeah.
But it goes back to that bridge question. Like I said, I'm saving that couple. Oh, fuck that kid.
No, I'm just saying, like, your hypothetical is so fucking far-fetched. Like, you're like, so you're saying that your kid is on the operating table and he got the best heart surgeon in the world.
What is your
John Q? And you don't have $1 million.
Oh, my Denzel?
Like, who paying that fucking doctor bill? Yeah.
John Q?
Like, I'm just saying, like, it's their hypothetical. It doesn't
because
make sense.
Because you didn't walk under that ladder. You got that heart surgery.
And now I got this buzzer to redeem myself. Man. I'm taking my chances.
And this
still.
Fucking
like,
briefcase.
There's no reason for me not to hit the button in that case. Because, I mean, at that choice, well, either that kid's going to live and I'm going to have $1,000.
You got an extra heart right there lying on the ground right now. And right next to him, that doctor's heart is good to go. Call another doctor. Yeah. Like wrestling. Call another ref. Hurry!
Is he an organ donor? He got 4 hours.
As Derek Shepherd would say, it seems like a good day to save a life. I'm fucking hitting the button, bro. I'm just saying, like,
the person who's gonna give you the $1 million
is gonna
die.
The
devil.
It's someone else, and it's electronically, and all I have to do is hit enter to give you the $1 million. Now you don't get it because that person just died.
Well, that's a fucking dumb rule. Once again, you're hypothetical.
But still, the fucking probability of that happening to that exact person is.
But it's evil.
But it's a possibility.
1 in 7 billion.
8.
I'm taking that.
What an 8 billion.
Yeah. Enter. That's a lot of extra people too.
Exactly. He's that person still alive. Some
but like that is a concept because it is the devil. I feel like he tried to fuck you.
Right. Up. He's gonna fuck you.
He went to Georgia and he got fucked that one time. But
he
did.
That's what he gets though. He's looking for a soul to steal.
Yeah.
You know what?
Well, that's literally the soul he's stealing. The one you push the button to.
He's not stealing it.
That's what it is.
I'm giving it to him.
And he
take this soul.
First of all, was that part of the agreement?
That's
that he gets the soul?
Yeah, he gets. Yeah, well, he's taking somebody randomly.
No, he's killing somebody. That doesn't mean that soul.
But where does
that
soul go?
Could go to heaven.
He could kill a nun, and that
soul could go to
perfect.
The God
I guess. I guess you don't own that soul. So
yeah, that's not. I have no control over where the soul goes. If the person that dies. What be it my family member or somebody I don't know?
You know
if they're a
shitty
person,
I hope half full. You're like,
if I kill that person, they go to heaven. They're in heaven.
You're not
on earth in this shitty place with fucking Donald Trump as a president. If he's a fucking murderer, he's going to hell. He's dead. He's not going to murder nobody.
You call everybody up in your inner circle. You're like, look, there's going to be a group baptism before I push this fucking button.
I ain't telling nobody shit. Listen, if you're a good person. When I hit this button, if you go, you going to heaven. If you a bad person, when I hit this button, you gonna go.
I'm not gonna have a chance to call anybody.
I'm hitting the fucking button.
$1 million button.
Is you yourself involved?
It's not even about the money.
It
has a little bit to do with the money, but it's not about the money. It's like
you just want to kill somebody.
No, he just wants to see the world burn.
The thrill.
The option is really not that. To me, it's not really like weighing on me. Cause I'm not like, this is a good tough option. It's just like
it would suck.
Button.
It's like Tim Roth in Four Rooms. Yeah. It's like, if you cut this dude's finger off, I'm gonna give you $1,000 and you fucking suck.
Yeah.
So let me.
Does he know him?
So let me get this straight. No, New York City.
I'm trying to think back. I was thinking hostel, but then I was like, no.
He's a bellboy, and he's like downstairs. He has all this fucking. He has having this rough ass night. All this fucking shit happening in this hotel, and Bruce Willis and his crew and. What's the director? Quentin Tarantino.
Okay.
Yeah, and they call him up to the room. Is like, hey, yo, we need this. So he brings it, and they were like, okay, so before you leave, we're going to ask you this question. So all I want you to do is cut my man's finger off, and you out. And he's like, we'll give you $1,000. And he's like, you want me to cut his finger off? And they're like, yeah. He's like, and all I got to do is cut his finger off, and then I get $1,000. And they're like, he's like, yeah. He's like, all right, cool. Fucking took the knife, chopped his finger off, fucking picked up the money and walked out the fucking room.
Done.
It didn't matter whatever the consequences was. He didn't give a fuck. He don't know this dude.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He just took $1,000. I was like, fucking, that's the best way to do it. I don't know you. If Ryan put his finger down right now, I would cut Ryan's finger off for $1,000. And I know
you
Ryan.
$1,000.
But if someone said, hey, cut Ryan's finger off for $1,000, I'm sorry, bro. You got to miss a fucking digit.
Can I get a half at least?
You better count nine and a half.
Half? That's a lot.
I'm cutting it just because you said that.
Cut your finger off for $1,000. You'll get a half. Insane.
I'll buy you a fucking hot and ready.
I'll take it.
Boom.
I'll buy you a...
No, it better be those bigger, larger ones.
I'll get you a bigger, bester, bestest.
I'll buy you one of those lighters so you can carterize the shit out of that.
As long as you're happy, fine.
Thank you. That's all that matters.
You had your reasons. Whatever.
Just saying. I would expect the same. Now I'm nubbing it.
That's my fault for even agreeing to that.
Yeah. Why would I even put my finger right there like that? Yeah. Why would I put my like in this situation?
Because that means you literally had to be like the guys would be like, hey, cut Ryan's finger off for $1,000. That means you literally had to put your hand down.
Yeah,
and you're agreeing to that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I'm cutting your finger off.
Even if they force your hand, like if you're in debt, like
he didn't even think twice about it. That's my favorite part about that whole scene. Like he didn't think twice about it. He was like, he asked him a couple questions and was like, pow, pow, and it's gone.
If I remember, they were all coked out and shit.
Yeah. Probably, yeah. On the flip side of this,
okay.
Let's think about it from the other end. Let's say somebody in Italy, he offers them that same deal. They don't know me from Adam, and I fucking died because they hit the buzzer.
Mm.
That's just fucking life, bro.
You wouldn't know.
I'm not gonna give a fuck one way or the other because I'm dead.
And so nobody around your circle.
And nobody else. Everybody go, oh, he died too soon.
Yeah,
he died too soon. You know what I'm saying? Like
90.
Oh, 90 plus.
Is that really too soon?
Maybe there is.
He had at least after his first century. You know,
Hugh Hefner and Tom Petty. All
Hugh Hefner was 90. Motherfucking what?
Somebody pushed.
Somebody must have pushed that button.
I don't know. T putting a century on this earth, so
he lived long.
I hope I get a chance to put a century on this earth.
If you're a vampire, let me get some of that.
I feel like you have. I don't remember the other rest of it.
You might have been drunk for that whole century.
I'm just saying, like,
you know, the whole century.
I'm just saying, if there's a buzzer out there and fucking people are falling off from it, you don't fucking know, so it doesn't matter.
And that'd be cool if you got that million for no consequences. And like somebody I know, I'm like, oh, well, that sucks. Hey, YOLO, probably wasn't me. And then if it's in your inner circle, you're like, fuck, was it me? Because you really don't know. At that point, you really don't know.
I would hesitate if it's in my inner circle.
Yeah.
But if it's just people I know, I know a lot of fucking people.
It's funny because you don't know.
If I push a button and then as soon as I push a button, someone's like, oh my God, Ryan is dead.
I'm like, fuck. What did he do?
That might have been me.
Did he cut his finger off?
But if I push the button and 15 minutes later, they're like, oh my God, Ryan's dead. I'm like, it probably wasn't me.
If I push the button and
I'm gonna go.
I just want you to know that I'm a good dude.
He's gonna forever be alone. It's whatever.
And then somebody goes, "Oh my God, Ryan's dead!" Like immediately, I'm like, "Fuck! I just killed Ryan." I will make sure your mom helps get help with her funeral proceeds and
thanks,
all that.
Man.
You're welcome. Like that's
but you don't know if you don't know if it was you.
It doesn't matter. I got $1 million. I'm fucking gonna help her out.
Can you shed a tear at least?
Yeah, at least $10,000.
$1 million.
No, 10 grand. It's a chunk of your change.
Good, Ryan.
I want to be buried, not cremated.
Thanks for dying for my $1 million, Ryan.
I don't know. Ryan told me you want to be cremated, so.
That's
even
that's
expensive. Yeah.
No, it's cheaper.
I'll tell you it's more expensive because you should get the radiant furnace. Really? Because you don't have to buy the plot, I would assume.
You don't have to buy a plot. You don't got to buy
a plot. Or a fucking
you don't have to have a
Fucking, I got a fucking parquet tub in the fucking cupboard right now.
I do want to grow into a tree. Put Ryan in that shit.
Fucking, we'll put you up on the fucking next thing, next to the fucking whiskey bottles.
Yeah.
We got fucking Cheshire Farms.
We got Eagle Rare Creek.
Eagle Rare. That's Ryan.
Ryan in the
and then the next one after that is that the Johnny Walker fucking. The Johnny Walker, like, brand name or something like that. It's like a $2,000 bottle. That's the one that's right next to Ryan's. That's what we drink.
We drink the good stuff.
We drink that for Ryan.
The for Ryan.
Put me in a pepper shaker just a little bit. A little
bit drink you whatever you drink.
You're like, oh, it's part of his fucking will.
As
like,
you count your money and shit.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'll roll one of
these. Every scenario that we did,
I'll roll this bill up and snort a little Ryan, I guess.
Every scenario that we just fucking is all Ryan.
Ryan's like, as long as I'm there, take pictures.
Yeah. Weekend at Ryan's. Let's move on to the next topic.
It's pretty short-ish.
Ding, ding, ding.
That shit was funny. That's all good material, that's for sure.